So this festival of Sukkot that we are here celebrating tonight, we have a couple of reasons why we celebrate this holiday. There's an agricultural reason. Why is that? Harvest season, harvest time, right? And our farmer ancestors would live in booths out in their field, so they wouldn't waste a moment of daylight. They'd wake up out in the field, having spent the night in these ramshackle booths of one kind, temporary shelters, harvest, 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 go to sleep, wake up the next day to use every moment of daylight. There's also a historical reason of celebrating this holiday. What's that? When did we live in booths in Sukkot? I'm hearing murmuring, someone say it louder. Leaving Egypt, wandering through the wilderness. We lived in booths as we went from one place to the next to the next. An agricultural and a historical reason for celebrating the holiday. Now, there are a bunch of different customs on Sukkot. First and foremost, of course, to build and decorate a sukkah. How many of you helped decorate our sukkah here tonight? You can check that off your mitzvah list. Good job. Right? You also can leishev basukkah, dwell in a sukkah, which means to eat, to spend time in, or even to sleep out in, to sleep out under a sukkah if you'd like to do that. Probably not the one here, though. You can wave lulav and etrog. We'll do that a little later on in the service. You can be happy, zman simchatenu, season of our joy. And you can be thankful for our blessings. Can everybody find at least one Sukkot mitzvah to do? Yes? Okay, fabulous. Now, there is one other custom that we're going to do tonight. There is a custom of inviting guests to your sukkah, hachnasat orchim, practicing hospitality. The Zohar, which is the key Jewish book of Jewish mysticism, teaches that by dwelling in the sukkah and inviting other people, particularly those who are less fortunate, into the sukkah, by doing that, we merit the presence of Shekhinah, of God's indwelling, and of the seven faithful shepherds of Israel, who, for the Zohar, are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and David. Now, those would be pretty good people to invite to your sukkah. Might make for interesting conversation, I imagine. So I figured we could partake of this custom, but with a different twist, as I like to do. I have invited seven people from either ancient or modern Jewish history to join us, but you have to figure out who they are. Now, I need, let's see, seven volunteers over the age of bar or bat mitzvah. Seven volunteers over the age of bar and bat mitzvah to come on up right here so that you can tell us. Seven of you, just come up. First seven who come up and line up on the ramp. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rafi, you're not excused. 6, 7. Fantastic. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, except it's Guess Who's Visiting My Sukkah. All right, who's number one? Yeah, come right on up.
I'm gonna use this microphone here.
So you're gonna, don't tell who they are, just read exactly.
Okay. I'm one of the most successful filmmakers of all time. I have directed or produced many of the best movies of the past 50 years, including Jaws, E.T., Jurassic Park, and Indiana Jones. I've won 3 Oscars. 2 of them were for Schindler's List. With my proceeds from that movie, I have created the Righteous Persons Foundation, which is devoted to the study of non-Jews who helped rescue Jews during the Holocaust. I also created the Survivors of the Shoah Visual History Foundation, which is working to record 50,000 firsthand accounts of the Holocaust. Who am I?
Exactly. If you know early on, don't shout it out. Just wait till the end. Steven Spielberg. Number two, our next guest.
I gave birth to one daughter and six sons, including Judah, father of all the kings, and Levi, father of all the priests. But I never was the favorite. Our father, that sly scoundrel, married me off through a trick. Although I was described as having soft eyes, which some people called weak, my younger sister usually got all of the attention. Certainly, our husband liked her and her children better, but at least I got mentioned in the prayer book. Who am I?
Leah. Put Leah up. Guest number three.
I was born in what is today Belarus. I came to America and settled in New York City in 1893. My father was a cantor. I was one of the most influential songwriters in American history and composed the lyrics and music for thousands of songs, 17 film scores, and 21 Broadway shows. My songs include God Bless America, White Christmas, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, Putting on the Ritz, and There's No Business Like Show Business. Who am I?
Irving Berlin. Great. These are Steven Spielberg, Leia, and Irving Berlin. Not bad, but if that wasn't enough, thank you, number four. This one's tricky.
I'm a Mexican politician and a former mayor of Mexico City. Originally an engineer and a scientist, I was part of a group of United Nations experts who won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for work on climate change. My grandparents came to Mexico in the 1920s from Lithuania and in the 1940s from Bulgaria. I am currently the front runner in the presidential election in Mexico as the representative of the Morena Party. If elected, I would be the first woman and the first Jew to be the president of Mexico. Who am I?
Oh, I heard a name. Say it. Claudia something. Anyone know her name? Claudia Sheinbaum. Well done. Excellent. She's currently the front runner, a Jewish Mexican woman. She's currently the front runner for the presidency of Mexico. How many of you knew that? Now you do. Wouldn't she be a great guest in our sukkah? All right, number five.
I was a fighter pilot in Israel's Air Force and flew missions in two wars. In 2003, I became Israel's first astronaut launching into space on the Space Shuttle Columbia. I took with me a small Torah scroll, a Kiddush cup, and an Israeli flag, and had kosher chicken for dinner in space. Who am I?
Alon Ramon. Excellent. Great Israel's astronaut.
I was born in Detroit to a prosperous Jewish family. I attended the University of Michigan, but never graduated. I moved to Toronto with a boyfriend and eventually joined the Toronto Company of Second City, an improv comedy group. There I met Dan
Aykroyd,
John Belushi, and Bill Murray. I ended up on TV with them in 1975 as part of the original cast of Saturday Night Live. My characters included Baba Wawa, Emily Latella, and Roseanne. I won an Emmy for the show in 1978. I married comedian Gene Wilder in 1984 and wrote my autobiography, It's Always Something, before dying in 1989. Who am I?
Gilda Radner. Don't you want to have Sukkot dinner with Gilda, with Rosanna Dana? All right, one more guest to our Sukkot.
Along with my business partner, Matt, and my husband, Elliot, in 1939, I founded a toy company, Mattel. I was very involved in running the company, and in 1959, I created one of our best-selling toys, a doll, which I named after our daughter, Barbara. The doll has become an international icon, produced in many different outfits, races, professions, and shapes. It recently was featured in a blockbuster film. In the 1970s, I had breast cancer and tax trouble and left Mattel, but created a new company making prosthetic breasts for cancer survivors. Who am I?
Ruth Handler, most famous Jewish woman of recent times just because of a movie that she was in. Excellent. Thank you. So, Neil, I won't make you go back through them, right? But to our sukkah this year, I invited Steven Spielberg, Leia, Irving Berlin, Claudia Scheinbaum, Gilda Radner, oh, he's so good, Leia, Irving Berlin, Claudia Scheinbaum, Alain Ramon, Gilda Radner, and Ruth Handler. Who would you invite to your sukkah? Pretty fascinating group for us there. Whoever it is, whoever it might be that you invite to your sukkah, we hope that they provide interesting conversation, a lot of joy, and most importantly, a lot of good blessings for you, for Sukkot. Just a little bit of fun of who we might, and if you actually see any of those seven people in our sukkah, please let me know, because that would be quite something. Good, now we do have two other people with us tonight who I would happily invite to our sukkah. As tonight we will joyfully offer a special blessing for a happy couple as a son of this congregation makes preparation for his wedding. So if Harris Fitzgerald and Hannah Coulter will come forward to the Bima, they'll be married in just over a week. Ushers, you can hand those out. We'll use those in a minute. We're so glad as you do that Hill and Barbara are here with us as well. And that Hannah's parents are watching online. Oh, there we are. We're thrilled that that you all are with us here. Come stand over here with me. We go. All right. Can you all still hear me okay?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, my friends. Harris and Hannah, as we've talked about, Sukkot is a harvest festival and a season of counting our blessings. So we are all here tonight in order to offer our blessing to you as a congregation, but also we can count the blessings that you have had in your relationship as you come forward within this next week, within a week from now to be married. There's the blessing of friendship and familiarity. You both grew up in Annandale, but you didn't really know each other in middle school or high school. But there was a mutual friend, your Yenta, James, right, who had a friendly barbecue in the summer of 2017, where the two of you had the occasion to hang out together, to share stories about your birthright trip, to get to know each other, reacquaint. It led to a first coffee date around Thanksgiving or so. Also, by the way, a season of counting blessings. Maybe there was a little texting and some talking back and forth, but the second blessing is one of time and distance, because you had the blessing of distance between Boston and Northern Virginia, and the time between Thanksgiving and May, before a second date came about, founding farmers in Georgetown. And that, from that moment on, was pretty much that, is what you told me. That there was dating from there together for the summer, and then this long distance relationship for 3 years or so, summer and breaks in Virginia and flights and visits at other time. Blessing of friendship and familiarity, blessing of time and distance, then the blessing of proximity. And here, ironically, COVID, which was such a curse in so many ways, had a silver lining of a blessing of allowing the two of you to be close enough in the same place where you could ride your bikes to actually meet up and hang out together, and then be and then meet together and live together. Short interlude for a final year in Boston, and then an apartment here in DC, dealing with how to choose the artwork for your walls and how to adopt a cat together. Both important things to do. Finally, now this blessing of togetherness, that the two of you went together to go pick out an engagement ring, that it weaves with it, has within it elements of a family heirloom, of a watch from your grandparents, the opportunity to inform your parents on both sides of this, to get their blessing, inadvertently maybe to inform Hannah it was time as well. But then finally, a walk around National Cathedral, dodging through the school children before there was this moment of a proposal and a yes, and then back to founding farmers to celebrate with all of your family. All of these blessings you have had to this moment, to this time, we offer now a blessing from our congregation as we look forward to the blessings that you will have as you create your new family together. I asked each one of you what you loved about the other. Harris, you told me you loved how kind Hannah is with everybody, but especially with you, and how patient she can be with you, how she is willing to be flexible even with your inflexibility, which you're working on, right? And that you loved her embrace of Jewish values, love of animals, and all of those great things. And Hannah, you told me how much you loved how Harris surprises you with chocolates, always a good thing, how much you love to have fun together and just be together, how he can really see who you are deep down inside and how your quirky and artsy self is completely comfortable and at home with him. You both spoke to me of your desire to spend the rest of your lives together, to enjoy musicals together, to build a Jewish home together. Those are a pretty good set of blessings to count so far. Like I said, we can't wait to see what blessings you will have in your future. So we get to ask for God's blessing for you as you prepare for your wedding. There's a part for me, there's a part for the congregation, and then sweet blessings that we'll bestow upon you. So my part goes like this. May God, who blessed the great people of our past, bless this special couple. May God guide them on life's journey. May their marriage always be a joy and a good example to those who know them. May they fashion a home worthy of praise, where they find tranquility through their days together. May the love of this couple inspire and bless their family, their friends, their community, and our world. As a community, we offer these words of blessing for you as well, together. May the love that binds them be lasting, and let their hearts be filled with patience and understanding. May their home be a sanctuary built on devotion to faith and community. May they be blessed with health and courage, joy and laughter, as love and friendship deepens through new years. We bring joy and humor, good happiness, and find shalom together. May God bless you and always watch over you. May God's light shine on you. May God always be gracious to the two of you together. May God smile on you, Harris and Hannah, as you go forth in this next chapter of building your lives together. Pray it takes place in a world of shalom, a world of peace. King Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will. And together we all say, Amen. Amen.